USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A third U.S. senator has tested positive for COVID-19. The Hill reports Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was exposed to an individual Tuesday who has since tested positive for the coronavirus. His office says Johnson feels healthy and is not experiencing symptoms. Johnson will remain in isolation until he's cleared by his doctor. In addition to Johnson, Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, both Republican, have tested positive for COVID-19. The positive results come as President Trump is at Walter Reed Hospital outside of Washington, D.C., after testing positive for the coronavirus and experiencing mild symptoms. In addition to himself, First Lady Melania and others close to him have tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
A fallen Hollywood mogul is facing more accusations. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces 6 new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add 3 counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and 1 count of sexual penetration by use of force, also 2 counts of sexual battery by restraint. All told, there are 5 alleged victims from 2004 to 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For news anytime, log on to our website. It's usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The grand jury recordings in the Breonna Taylor case were released Friday. Taylor was killed during a police raid while she was sleeping in her bed earlier this year, but no officers were charged directly for her death. The Office of Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron released the files for the proceedings, which happened between September 21st and September 23rd. The latter date was when the grand jury decision was announced. The files were ordered released by the judge presiding over the case of former Detective Brett Hankison, the only officer charged in the case. Hankison pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of wanton endangerment against him. The release comes as Yvette Gentry has begun to take the reins of the Louisville Metro Police Department, at least on an interim basis. She spoke to CBSN about rebuilding trust in the community, which she said begins with her.
I hate to hear that they've lost confidence overall, but I understand. You know, I understand kind of where we are in this moment in time with everything that has taken place. But I think it starts with me, leading by example and being a woman of my word, and being accessible to people. I was talking about that earlier, you know, just people feel like that they don't have access. And so people are, they don't feel like they're being heard. That's why they're yelling and protesting, and I get that, right? Because they have issues that they want to hear addressed.
Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said he expects to name a permanent chief later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.